With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says President-elect Donald Trump has good reason to be concerned about China's control over the Panama Canal, something that's playing a role as far as him saying that it is time to do something about that and possibly gain more control back in the hands of the United States. And McGinnis told the Salem Radio Network this week that those concerns are very valid.
He'd also like to prevent the drastic cost increases that we've seen over the last couple of decades as it's transitioned from American control to Panamanian / Chinese control.
President Biden signed an 11th-hour budget bill into law a week ago. It's still raising a lot of concerns about overspending and wasteful spending. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden told the Salem Radio Network the original measure was drastically downsized from more than 1,400 pages.
What was left was the bare bones things that need to make sure that our government still functions, so our Border Patrol agents get paid, our military gets paid, our Capitol Police get paid.
It also has disaster relief and some farm aid built in. A Gaza hospital director has been detained after Hamas continues to use that facility to launch its terrorist attacks.
Israel's army detained the director of one of the last functioning hospitals in northern Gaza as overnight strikes in the enclave killed at least 9 people, including children, according to Palestinian officials. Gaza's health ministry said Dr. Hussam Abu Safia was arrested at Kamal Adwan Hospital. It comes a day after Israeli troops stormed the building, forcing many staff and patients outside to strip in the cold weather.
And that is a report from the BBC's Noam Kim. Of course, the Gaza area still infiltrated and carried out a lot of terrorist attacks coming from Hamas against Israel. This is SRN News. Pornhub is quitting Florida.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says a 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. As the calendar changes to 2025, more Americans might be thinking about how to approach their finances in the new year, whether saving to move out of their parents' home or to pay off student loan debt. Many financial institutions try to help young people stay motivated to improve their financial picture. If you're planning to make financial resolutions for the new year, experts recommend you start by evaluating the state of your finances in 2024, then set specific goals to make sure they're attainable in 2025. A top White House official says a ninth U.S. telecoms firm has been confirmed to have been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private texts and phone conversations of an unknown number of American targets. Administration officials said this month at least 8 telecommunications companies, as well as dozens of nations, were victimized in that attack. This is SRN News.